Yes. Let's go through your notes the same way we did in the morning session. So if each group would present main points of your discussion, and we could start with the left side again. What are the things that you would definitely take with you from this special arrangement or the time of restrictions and lockdowns? So, should we start with room one, Christine and Renata? Your thoughts about this first part?
Okay, then we were talking. If we are, should we start with the first part, meaning that the lessons learned?
Yes.
Yes.
Let's go that first and then
Yeah.
another round with
The
the
number
others.
one thing that we all agreed on that there will be many digital teaching tools that will stay in our classes, no matter how they will continue. And there are many that were mentioned in our group. Then, like ARSs, like Kahoot, Mentimeter, Padlet, Flinga, and so on, so that the courses, most probably, big part of them transform to the blended ones, even if there will be no more pandemic situation. So that was kind of number one big thing that we were speaking about. My group meets, is there something that you'd like to add to that?
Just pointing that at least in my university, one thing we experienced was that recorded lectures for asynchronous le learning was the student they appreciated it very much. Not a pre-recorded lecture, but we give lectures remotely. At the same time, we record them like we're doing this now in this training. And we give them the recorded lesson and lecture to review afterwards. And this is something that my students are really appreciating because they don't want to have pre-recorded le lessons. They want to have a live lesson where the teacher is in front of an audience, or at least know there are students there. There's some kind of interaction, as small as can be. But at the same time, they want to have a recorded lecture for them to review, for people who maybe they are working or have other duties to attend, and they cannot review the lessons in time. That was very important, especially during the pandemic, because we have to keep in mind that during the pandemic, many of our students had a lot of duties they usually don't have, like tending to brothers and sisters, or sons and daughters, or elderly people, or a lot of other duties that they were not the normal student we used to have. They were distressed students as well. So it changed a lot. But something like this is going to stay, but it poses a lot of questions. It's not just a product of pedagogical approach, but involves also, like privacy or privacy, I don't know my pronunciation, privacy, because my privacy and my students' privacy, of course, because if they ask questions, it's going to be recorded, and also intellectual property and all other stuff. So it's something that we all have to reflect on very, very carefully, because once you have something digitally recorded out in the net, it will stay there forever. And so we have to be very careful with it. But it's going to be to stay. It's going to be here for sure. And the last one is oh my God, I wrote it very, very bad. Remote meeting with students. It's very, very useful and comfortable for them, for us. My students don't have to travel to my room just to speak with me. They know they can Skype or Zoom or Team or whatever they want to do. As everything we have done this year is nothing new. It all this stuff stuff was there, but now is actually here. I mean, it was the future who was coming. Oh, we're going to be digital. Oh, we are going to do remote stuff, working and blah, 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 blah. Now it arrives and it's going to stay here with us. It's good.
Okay, thank you. Then room number two, your ideas about lessons learned. And oh my God, my cat is climbing to the bookcase and throwing stuff down. Sorry.
I'm not sure if we were group two. Where are we?
I don't know.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yes, Daniel, Matthew, and Pierre, you are.
Okay. Yes, you were. Yeah.
We were as a group two. We were in red. So I write that I create some little resources and I will still do it. But there are lots of things I do before the pandemic. So I will continue to do it. We really enjoy the breaking rules system in Zoom, in Teams, here, or with our students. And it works very well. So sometime, maybe we still will use it. Also, let the students speak, like to the debate. And Daniel explains that he has to be more concise and precise because he speaks a lot. Daniel, is it right?
Yeah, well, during a face-to-face courses, classes, or whatever you call it, sometimes, but this is my own impression of myself that I noticed during fully online lessons, that usually I talk a lot and sometimes I'm not very precise and concise, and I've been forced to do so during online lessons, and I think it can benefit, like, in the future, the students, even in the face-to-face context. So of course, everyone likes to talk, but talking too much and making the things, explanations too much of a chat, sometimes it's not very good. So if you're explaining something, be concise, be precise, and the discussion part is what has to be split from the explanation. So, I mean, we all know this, right? But it's my private case that I had to implement, let's say.
Yes, and I think we all who have had classes or had to put subtitles to our recordings, we noticed that all these filling in words that we keep using, like, you know, and then when you subtitle them, you notice that, okay, is that really how I talk? Okay, 10 minutes to go or 11 minutes to go. Room two, do you have anything else? Or should we give the mic to room three? Aune, Beatrice, Fernando, Red. Your thoughts about these lessons learned?
Well, about that question, we were talking, and I had the opportunity to get involved with these locutive PowerPoint presentations, which I never used before. And I think that they can be very useful. And I want to keep with that kind of way of transmitting information and teaching. Probably shorter than I did, because I don't want the whole lecture to be like that, the whole lesson. But maybe some aspects, it can be really good just to introduce some activities that the students need to do at home. So I would like to keep like that. And of course, what I think about what Daniel was saying is that during all this pandemic, we have had a lot of time in order to think about new ways to teach and new ways to do our activity. And I think it's really great. really great.
We were thinking about digital bridges, so how to connect with our students, also how to try to connect with them that they are not there. Actually, I've never used, for example, for me, I've never used in my classes videos in my lectures in my whole life. Actually, I have used another things, but never videos. For example, and I used them with the pandemic, and actually, I'm gonna not for every class actually, but it's very useful. Use because the new generation using imagine videos and this kind of tools is very useful for them to keep attention to the class and to follow you. So I'm gonna use that to use this online resources. I can tell you, I've never in my whole life before pandemic I have used it in administrative law class. I have done it, and I did it with pandemic, and I think it's very useful. And I think it's so can help us to connect with the students when you can see them and you are not in class with them, face to face presentation.